Governor Kim Reynolds today expanded Iowa's disaster health proclamation, halting elective non-essential surgical and dental procedures and expanding the breadth of the state's retail closures. All existing closures, including restaurants and bar closures, were extended to an additional week to April 7th, effective 10 p.m. today. She also ordered the closure of additional retail stores, including bookstores, clothing and shoe stores, jewelry stores, luggage, cosmetic, perfume, and beauty supply stores, as well as furniture stores, florists, and home furnishing stores closed. Starting at 5 p.m. tomorrow, all non-essential and elective surgeries that can be delayed without undue risk to patients are suspended, as are all elective dental procedures. Healthcare insurance companies will be able to reimburse healthcare providers for telehealth visits at the same rate as in-person visits. And Reynolds also ordered that healthcare facilities, including nursing homes, should engage in enhanced staff health screenings. And drive-through testing for COVID-19 will start in Woodbury County tomorrow, but testing isn't available for everyone. It's being held in an undisclosed location for patients with recommendations from their doctor. As of this afternoon, there were still two confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Woodbury County. The city of Sioux City is planning to keep facilities closed to the public until further notice, and that includes City Hall, Long Lines, the Public Museum, and the Art Center, but the city remains fully functional and is taking appointments for businesses on a limited basis. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.